This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us prepare our minds, body, and soul for the Lord's Supper. As I read to you 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself." Here at New Beginnings Alliance Church, we practice what is called open communion. We believe that the Lord's Supper is something to be shared among all believers. However, there are two principal requirements that must be met for those who desire to partake in communion. First, communion is only for believers in Jesus Christ. Because communion is a remembrance of what Christ has done on the cross on our behalf, and only a believer accepts this teaching and has embraced it. Furthermore, only a believer can examine himself. As Scripture teaches, as part of the requirement for taking communion, and this self-examination includes confession of sins. Secondly, communion is to be taken in a worthy manner. Paul taught that some in the Corinthian church were judged because they did not show a respectful attitude in partaking of the Lord's Supper. And in verse 30 of 1 Corinthians, he says, "That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died." As believers in Christ, it is our responsibility to seek God's forgiveness when we have committed sins by thought, word, and our deed. And when we partake in communion, we want to ensure that we come to the Lord's table clean. So at this time, we allow you to have a moment to seek God's forgiveness for your sins that you have committed by thought, word, and deed. Loving Lord Jesus, we come before you now and confess that you alone are the living God, that you alone are worthy of all honor and praise, for you set aside your heavenly glory and came into this world as a man to redeem lost sinners from the curse of the law. And we praise you that we are included in your gracious forgiveness. Thank you that you willingly offered up your body to be the sacrifice for our sins. Thank you that your body was broken for us and that your precious blood was shed to pay the full price for all our many sins. And not for us only, but all who would trust in your name. Lord, we open our hearts and minds before you in humble submission as we partake of the bread and wine. And we do this in remembrance of you. Amen.